Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
You're back with Take 2 on 89.3 KPCC and kpcc.org. I'm Megan Larson in for A. Martinez. Who, you ask? I'm the senior producer of this operation and the voice, for better or worse, in A. Martinez's ear for 8 years. On this very last day of the show, we want to pay tribute to our quirky, comic book loving, butterfly fearing, supportive, loyal, warm, hardworking host, who is friendly, not social, loves food, but doesn't eat with his hands, adores his grandkids, in case you couldn't tell, and is probably the most beloved person to ever walk the halls of KPCC. We will miss you, but are thrilled we will continue to hear you every day on Morning Edition. Without further ado, George, this is your public radio life.
It's Steve Prophet. I remember you, A, and when you first came on the scene, there was probably no greater skeptic than me, and there were plenty of skeptics. But you know what? You won us over. You won me over. You know, it wasn't just your tenacity, your determination, or your talent. A, it was your big old heart. Because you're just a great human being.
Hey, A, Stoltz here. We talked cops, we talked crime. We talked the sheriff, we talked the chief. But let's talk about the real reason you're leaving. A few years ago, I challenged you to a race from Pasadena to KPCC's downtown bureau. My Ford Fusion against your Shelby GT500 Mustang. You quivered, you shirked, and now you're running, tail between your tailpipes. Well, the stakes are higher now with a national audience. So now it's NPR West to the Santa Monica Pier. I'm sure you're up for the challenge. Good luck, my friend.
Marisa, Eric Garcetti may have 99 problems in L.A., but water ain't one. Water, though, is a problem for Gavin Newsom in Northern California. What did he have to do on water this week?
Yeah, it's a little kind of head spinning as somebody who grew up in Southern California that we're having bigger problems in Mendocino and Sonoma counties than, you know, the desert that is Southern California. But that's because of...
Hey, A, it's Marisa Lagos from KQED. I'm going to miss you on Fridays. You were always the beginning of my weekend. And I just want to note that for the national audience, maybe tone down the sports metaphors just a little bit. All right. Can't wait to hear you on NPR.
This is Jack Pitney at Claremont McKenna College. I was trying to think of great A. Martinez bloopers, and I couldn't think of one. And it occurred to me why I couldn't think of any. Before the pandemic, I would drive into Pasadena to do the program in studio, so I got to spend a few minutes with A before the program started. And what I saw is something that wasn't evident on the radio. His intense preparation and concentration. A is a consummate professional.
One more thing, Governor. Last thing. Heading into this pandemic, California had a big reserve, a rainy day fund. Do you anticipate that being depleted as the state spends to help people recover, both physically and financially from this? Can anything be done to preserve some of it?
No. Period. No, that won't happen.
I'm Austin Cross, host of Early All Things Considered and former Take Two producer. One time, many moons ago, I was taping an interview with A and Gustavo Dudamel with the LA Film. And I realized after the interview that I didn't actually record Dudamel's voice. So I tell A about it, and he's just as cool as a cucumber. And this interview, it was a Rembrandt too, so he could have been mad. And that's just how A. Martinez rolls. He understood that we're all human just trying to make great radio together. I mean, mistakes happen. And to this day, he still busts my chops about it. We'll miss you, A. And Gustavo Dudamel, if you're out there, sorry about that.
Hey, A. Man, what can I say? We have so many good memories in such a short amount of time. Together we talked to teachers, high school students, nurses, doctors, actors, immigration lawyers, and so many other thoughtful, inspiring people. I learned so much from you last year just from hearing how you pitch ideas, carry yourself, and treat people. You always made me feel important, like my ideas mattered just as much as anyone else's on the team.
But this isn't even about me or even about California, because the immigrant story is the American story. How do you see the travel ban fitting into a larger immigration strategy of the Trump administration?
I think it fits into a larger policy that displays an anti-immigrant agenda.
Hey there, A. Remember me?
Kyle Stokes is the biggest Minnesota Twins fan in Los Angeles. He's also...
I will get back to that piece of tape in just a second, because in my mind, the two most memorable moments we shared on the air together actually do have to do with sports. There was, of course, that Sunday afternoon that we spent in the studio together covering the breaking news of Kobe Bryant's helicopter going down.
Yeah, I had asked earlier, I put A on the spot for number 8 and number 24. Why did he change the number?
I couldn't remember the name of the player. So when he was a rookie...
You were so like poised. And you were just a generous on-air partner, which is completely unsurprising. That's just how you are on the radio. You're a great co-host. And that actually kind of brings me back to the first piece of tape that I shared, which comes from the driest, newsiest segment. It was like about the new education secretary back in February of 2017.
She's going to be on the issue of school choice.
Kyle Stokes is the biggest Minnesota Twins fan in Los Angeles. He's also KPCC's education reporter. Kyle, thanks.
You bet. I was totally surprised when this happened, but I was genuinely touched. I mean, at the time, I had only been working at KPCC for about a year, and we didn't know that much about each other. But you did know this one thing about me, and that's that I loved the Minnesota Twins. And you brought that into the work that we do because you love imbuing the radio that you do with a sense of fun. And you're just an empathetic person. You see people. So congratulations, A, and while you're up there in the big leagues, don't forget those of us who root for the mid-market teams.
This is Fiona Ng, and yeah, this is Fiona Ng, come on. So I worked with A. Martinez a few times, and it was him hosting or co-hosting one of the live broadcast specials that I was producing. I squawked over to him and just basically thanked him for being always so easy to work with. And in his super nice guy way, he told me, hey man, he never thought that you need to be a jerk in order to do your job. Something to that effect. And as somebody who is always a little bit of a jerk, I remember that very vividly and have taken those wise words to heart.
A, you and I started at Take-Two at literally the same time. You were literally the most low-key host I'd collaborated with, and you literally have one of the best radio voices out there. I literally loved your sense of humor, even as I cut the word literally out of all of your scripts. I'm literally so proud to have been your editor and to have worked with you, and I wish you all the best on Morning Edition.
And Marvel's got Guardians of the Galaxy coming into theaters next month. You think Comic-Con fans will help continue Marvel's string of box office domination?
I think so. You know, it's a tough thing to say, though, because this is Marvel's most ambitious project yet.
Hi, this is LAist arts and entertainment journalist Mike Rowe. I saw this desk across the office with Flash action figures on it, and more of them kept showing up. They kept multiplying. I would peek over, but as a huge comic book fan myself, I wanted to go get a closer look. So I went up and I talked with A. And, you know, I was a little intimidated at first, but I discovered that he was one of the warmest, most genuine colleagues that I have ever had.
A. Martinez, it is Leo Duran, one of your former producers. So sad to see you go, but really, you're going to be staying on the air in my ears when I listen to you and a couple of my friends on NPR. I think one of my most favorite memories is not even working on a story with you, but no offense, Megan Larson, who runs the show, we would sometimes say, oh, hey, we have a meeting outside. It starts at X time. Really? It would start an hour later. Because we'd use that time to just go get lunch together, chat, etc. It was one of the best parts about doing field interviews with you when we're out and about.
I'll do the ride.
Everyone seems to want to go on the ride. Let's go on the ride.
Pretty gnarly. Not going to lie.
God, that was awful.
Good luck on Morning Edition and those super, super early hours. I'm sure that the 405 will seem okay to drive on with no one else on it at that time of the night.
Hey, this is Megan McCarty-Carino, and I want to wish you a
all the best in this very, very well-deserved new adventure. Obviously, could not have happened to a nicer guy. So nice, I might never have even, like, yelled at you, which is quite an achievement.
Hey, it's Jacob. It's too bad you're leaving because I finally got around to cutting the best interview that you have ever done. It was about marathons with that marathon runner. But, you know, I guess I'll have to put it back on the shelf for another 7 years or potentially send it over to NPR. Maybe they could book him, you know. I don't know. We'll see. But hopefully NPR doesn't make you eat as many weird things as I did.
We've got a big glass. You put some chocolate in it and the tequila mixed in there.
A shot or two of tequila, depending on, you know, want to double. And then we go over to, in this case, the sheep and get that hot milk.
Well, let me understand something. We're going to an actual animal.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adel Dazeem.
Hey, A, it's John Frame of the Horn here. I know that happened once, and then it happened again. You couldn't make it stop. But in the world of live screw-ups, I think it was pretty minor. Isn't that right, Martinez A?
My name is Lori Galaretta. I was a producer for Take Two from 2016 to 2019. A Martinez, I can't even begin to put into words, like, what an awesome, talented, smart, down-to-earth person you are, so I'm not even going to try. But I am going to say thank you so much for being such an amazing person to work with. I will always look back on our food adventures.
All right, so what we have in front of us,
yes,
crispy turkey meatloaf burger. This was a surprise item. Fresh, house-made meatloaf, Japanese breadcrumbs, shaved apples, red cabbage, slaw. It looks amazing. Texas toast to go on top
Texas
of it.
Texas toast.
So let's...
Anything that's in between Texas toast, you know it's going to be banging.
And I'll take what Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford had. The original fettuccine Alfredo.
Perfect. You're going all classic.
That's right.
Try some of these. Let's try the taco.
Man. Wow, that's really great. Wow. Fresh, too. It's not very heavy. It's very light and has a nice little sweet taste to it, too.
Hey, this is Zach Corser, director of Claremont McKenna College's Policy Lab. If I had to pick out one moment that sort of stands out for me, you know, particularly as an educator, that would be you reached out about the time of the deadline for California's Citizen Redistricting Commission. And we had about 10 or 15 minutes to really get into the details about what was important for the commission, why people should apply, helping people to understand the whole process. And I thought it was just really a great example of what sets public radio apart and what makes you such a great broadcaster and a journalist. So I'll miss talking to you on Fridays, but I really look forward to hearing you in NPR. Good luck.
We spoke with Senator Harris yesterday and began with that budget. Is there one thing within it she's determined to change?
Unfortunately, there's not just a number one fix in terms of the items. There are many. For example, after-school funding. I want to make sure that we have sufficient after-school funding so that we can take care of California's children.
This is Take Two producer Julia Paskin. My favorite memory is recording a segment with former Take Two producer Audrey No. And it was a story about a crazy offer to fly New York City pizza to L.A., which somehow led us having A. Martinez, an extremely polite person, cold call New York City pizzerias asking them to deliver to us in L.A. And like the first two places just like hung up on him. But he was such a good sport through all of it because that's just the kind of guy he is. But A is also the nicest guy. So it felt pretty bad forcing him to get cursed out by a stranger in Staten Island. But just like A, he left the swearing pizza guy on the phone laughing because he's just a sweetheart.
Village Marina, pick up a delivery.
Delivery.
Okay, and what's the address?
It's Los Angeles.
Huh?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay, so you want us to deliver to Los Angeles?
Yeah, can you do that?
No, but we're in New York.
There's no way you could get your pizza out to L.A.?
Yeah, sure, no problem. I'll put it in a box, I'll dry freeze it, and I'll send it right to you, all right?
Yo, Mike, this guy wants us to deliver pizza to California.
Well, that's a wrap. It's Larson again. We're going to miss you. But to borrow a line from former contributor Andy Kamenetsky, who sadly had to be cut from this tribute because of time, we know you'll knock it out of the park.
Ooh, you make me live. Whatever the
Martinez back here with Air Talk host Larry Maddow. Larry, that wasn't fair. That wasn't fair.
That is not fair. I agree with
you. How am I supposed to do anything now after that? But wow. Thank you to everyone at KPCC. I'll say it a million times. And Larry, you're in this mix too. This place has changed my whole life. It has filled in gaps. It made me a whole person. I'm taking that now to NPR, but this place has really been transformative. And that's, yeah.
And you've had such a huge effect on all of us. You've just been an extraordinary teammate, colleague. You are going to be so missed. And I hope that you're not going to be a stranger around here, even as you're busy in Culver City at NPR West. I know how emotional I am hearing that tribute to you. I can't imagine how you feel right now.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that pizza, by the way, too. I'll go to Staten Island myself and pick it up if I have to. 86.
Alliance has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at LAS.com/events.